T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The New York City Council this afternoon did approve a ban on flavored e-cigarettes.
WCBS's Rich Lamb joins us from City Hall. And Rich, what will the ban entail?
Well, the ordinance will ban all flavored e-cigarette and vaping liquid flavors with the exception of the tobacco flavor. City Council Health Committee Chair Mark Levine, the prime sponsor, said the council's moving to ban the fruity, minty, candy-like flavors, which we clearly designed to appeal to young people. Now, the Centers for Disease Control estimates that 26% of high school students are vaping. Some school officials say that number is actually much higher. Two people have recently died in New York City, as you know, from vaping-related illnesses. 42 have died nationwide. More than 2,000 are known to be ill from vaping. And by the way, this ordinance won't take effect, they're estimating, until next July 1st.
Rich, there was talk of banning menthol-flavored products. What happened with that?
Well, there's apparently data to show that the majority of people who smoke menthol-flavored products are African-Americans, and Speaker Corey Johnson was succinct in his objections. He said when it came to banning the menthol flavoring, he had a criminal justice concern.
And Rich, the ban has its critics. What are they worried about?
Well, when the 42-2 vote in favor of the legislation was taken here at City Hall, those opposed dropped $1 bills, 400 of them, from the balcony to the floor below. They claimed that the vote was a big win for big tobacco. Other opponents say bans are ineffective when it comes to youth, that they'll find a way, possibly through the internet, to find what they want. So there are a number of arguments and motivations, both for and against.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.